This is the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Brief Podcast. This edition of the Texas Tribune Audio Brief was brought to you by...
From skipping medical care to financial hardship, Episcopal Health Foundation's new survey shows how COVID-19 is affecting Texans in many different ways. Texas Biomed pioneers and shares scientific breakthroughs that protect our communities. Health starts with science. Health starts at Texas Biomed. Visit txbiomed.org for more. With coronavirus cases on the decline and a COVID-19 vaccine widely available for people 12 years and older, Carmen Campbell says things were looking up early in the summer to send her 8-year-old son Bobby back to school in Plano, north of Dallas. That was until the highly contagious Delta variant began filling Texas hospitals with younger patients than seen in previous surges, including many children. And Governor Greg Abbott banned local and school officials from requiring masks, explaining that the, quote, path forward relies on personal responsibility, not government mandates. But facing rising cases, several leaders in communities across the state defied the order imposing mask mandates. And tense debates about whether to require students to wear masks in school to limit the spread of the coronavirus erupted, including in Plano ISD, where school leaders got an earful at an emergency board meeting last month.
I'm not here to debate anyone's perceived personal freedoms. I'm here to plead with you to make a scientifically backed decision and require masks on campus.
Let's be clear here. I am not anti-vaccine. I am not anti-mask. I'm anti-force. As force without consent is never okay or lawful.
I'm real sick of sending my kids to school with others whose parents believe they have a personal choice to put my children at risk.
Abide by the will of the people. Look at this crowd. Clearly, the will of the people is no mask mandates.
That's right.
So your choices are clear.
Thank you for your time. Your time is up.
The Plano School Board ultimately voted to enact a temporary mask mandate allowing for religious, medical, or philosophical exemptions that is set to expire in the coming week. The Campbells are watching to see what happens next. But before the school year even started, Campbell, an area physician, decided Bobby would be learning from home for a little while longer.
Bobby, what grade are you in?
I'm in third.
Okay. When was the last time you were in class?
The third quarter of first grade, I believe.
So what has it been like? I mean, the past 18 months doing school virtually.
It's been really hard and really annoying. And I was very alone. It just was not fun.
Yeah. How's it been for you, Mom?
I mean, it's been really hard. He's a kid who loves school, loves learning. And this has definitely taken a lot of that joy away. And, you know, it's hard. Kids are not meant to be sitting in front of a computer for 6-7 hours a day.
Actually 12 hours a day.
Some days it felt that way. And you know, we're lucky. I mean, Bobby has the personality such that he's pretty independent and very eager to please. And so, you know, if ever there were going to be a second grader who is going to be able to do remote learning, it's this kid. Mostly, you know, you miss out on all of the socialization and doing the art and the music together and, you know, burning off steam in PE instead of the sad calisthenics that they would do in front of the computer screen. So this quarter we're doing homeschooling, and you know, that's been an experience. Never in my life did I think we would be homeschooling our kid, but we just don't feel safe sending him right now.
So take me back a few months. The vaccine was rolling out, cases were dropping, things were looking up. You and Bobby had high hopes for returning to school after virtual learning for over a year. And then what was kind of the determining factor?
Yeah, I mean, so really, I think it was the Delta virus combined with pulling just the school's ability to require masks in school. And then, you know, by late June, it became evident that the cases were starting to creep up. And so I started emailing the school board and the superintendent and tried to recruit additional parents to, you know, advocate for, gosh, maybe we need to do something proactively. But by the end of July, you know, there were so many cases, and I was looking at what was happening in other states in the South that there's no way.
Bobby, you support wearing masks. You even did a science fair project about it that won an award.
I do support wearing masks. And it turns out the better the mask, the more protection you have. They awarded me grand prize in first place.
Bobby, if you had the ear of the superintendent or the governor, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to just try to get masks up. I've learned a lot about this pandemic right now, and I've learned the reason why some governors are refusing to not require masks is because they're afraid they're going to create too much enemies. But if they just did it, they would probably create more friends than they would enemies. So it's probably just smarter to have masks on. I mean, it doesn't hurt, except you may have a little skin come off your nose, and otherwise you're fine and you're safe. Don't think all the politicians are doing the right thing. They just need to step their game up a little bit. I just wish everyone would just agree to be peaceful and wear masks, and we all just focused on keeping each other safe. Pandemic would have been over.
Thank you for listening to the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Brief Podcast. Join me on The Brief weekdays to get the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.